Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, God Himself Will Restore, based on our reading of Ezekiel chapter 17, verse 22 to 24. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of Scripture. Thus saith the Lord God, I will also take off the highest branch of the high cedar, and will set it, and I will crop off from the top of his young twigs a tender one, and will plant it upon an high mountain and eminent. In the mountain of the height of Israel will I plant it, and it shall bring forth boughs, and bear fruit, and be a goodly cedar, and under it shall dwell all fowl of every wing. In the shadow of the branches thereof shall they dwell. And all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, have brought down the high tree, have exalted the low tree, have dried up the green tree, and have made the dry tree to flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken and have done it. No matter how far we have strayed away from God, when He makes a covenant to His people and their descendants, He will do everything in His power to make sure that He maintains His words, even if His people do not hold up their end. This is exactly what happened to the covenant that God made with David and his descendants. At some point, these individuals broke the covenant relationship that God had with them. And sometimes, in order for God to get His people back on track so that He can reestablish a covenant with them, He has to place them under captivity. This is exactly what God did when He placed the children of Israel under Babylonian captivity. The Lord knows that for some of us, unless we place ourselves, or unless we are placed under some trying circumstances, we are never going to confess our sins and seek to be restored in favor with God. Let us take a few minutes to look again at Ezekiel chapter 17, verse 22 to 24, to see what the Lord has to say to those who have wandered far away from Him. The word of the Lord said, "Thus saith the Lord God, I will also take off the highest branch of the high cedar, and will set it, and I will crop off the top of his young twigs, a tender one, and will plant it upon a high mountain and eminent. In the mountain of the heights of Israel will I plant it, and it shall bring forth boughs and fruit, and be a goodly cedar, and under it shall dwell all fowl of every wing. In the shadow of the branches thereof shall they dwell. And all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, have brought thee down the high tree, have exalted the low tree, have dried up the green tree, have made the dry tree to flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken and have done it." I'm not sure how many of us realize that God is the only one who has the power to restore our broken relationship with Him. God is the only one who knows how to bring us back into the right relationship with Him. So, whenever we find ourselves in difficulties, instead of getting upset with God, it may be in our interest to ask the Lord to show us why He has allowed these things to happen to us. It could very well be that God is using the circumstances we are in to bring to our attention the fact that we have wandered far away from Him, and that we need to repent so that He could reestablish His covenant relationship with Him. It is very important for us to remember that God knows what is best for us, and if we give Him a chance to take full and complete control of our lives, He will lead us into the paths of righteousness. Matthew Henry, in commenting on this passage of scripture, he said the following: "When the royal family of Judah was brought to desolation by the captivity of Jehoiakim and Zedekiah, it might be asked, what has now become of the covenant of royalty made with David, that his children should sit upon his throne forevermore? Do the sure mercies of David prove thus unsure? To this, it is sufficient for the silencing of the objectors to answer that the promise was conditional. If they will keep my covenants, then they will continue. But David's prosperity broke the conditions and so forfeited the promise. But the unbelief of man shall not invalidate the promise of God. He will find out another seed of David in which it shall be accomplished. And this is promised in these verses. The house of David shall again be magnified, and out of his ashes another phoenix shall arise. The metaphor of a tree which was used of in the threatening is here presented in the promise, verses 22 and 23. This promise had its accomplishment in part with Zerubbabel. A branch of the house of David was raised up to head the Jews in their return out of captivity and to rebuild the city and the temple and reestablish their church and state. But it was to have its full accomplishment in the kingdom of the Messiah, who was a root out of a dry ground and to whom God, according to the promise, gave the throne of his father David. 1. God himself undertakes the reviving and restoring of the house of David. Nebuchadnezzar was a great eagle that had attempted to reestablish the throne of David in a dependence upon him, but the attempt miscarried. His plantation withered and was plucked up. "Well," said God, "the next shall be of my planting. I will also take of the highest branch of the high cedar, and I will set it." Note, as men have their design, God also has his design, but his will prosper when theirs are blasted. Nebuchadnezzar prided himself in setting up kingdoms at his pleasure, but those kingdoms soon had an end, whereas the God of heaven sets up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 44. Number 2, the house of David is revived in a tender one, cropped from the top of his young twigs. Zerubbabel was so. That which was hopeful in him was but the day of small things. Yet before him, great mountains were made plain. Our Lord Jesus was the highest branch of the high cedar, the furthest of all from the root, but the nearest of all to heaven. For his kingdom was not of this world. He was taken from the top of the young twigs, for he is the man, the branch, a tender plant, and a root out of a dry ground, but a branch of righteousness, the plant of the Lord, that he made be glorified. 3. This branch is planted in a high mountain, verse 22, in the mountain of the heights of Israel, verse 23. Thither he brought Zerubbabel in triumph. There he raised up his son Jesus, sent him to gather the lost sheep of the house of Israel that were scattered upon the mountain, set him his king upon his holy hill of Zion, sent forth the gospel from Mount Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. There, in the heights of Israel, a nation which all its neighbors had an eye upon as conspicuous and illustrious, was the Christian church first planted. The churches of Judah were the most primitive churches. The unbelieving Jews did what they could to prevent its being planted there. But who can pluck up what God will plant? Number 4. Thence it spread far and wide. The Jewish state, though it began very low in Zerubbabel's time, was set as a tender branch, which might easily be plucked up, yet took root, spread strangely, and after some time became very considerably. Those of their nation, fowl of every wings, put themselves under the protection of it. The Christian church was at first like a grain of mustard seed, but became like the tender branch. A tree, a great tree, is beginning small, but its latter end increasing to admiration. When the Gentiles flocked into the church, then did the fowl of every wing, did what was required, even the fowls of the prey, which those preyed upon, as a wolf and as the lamb feeding together, came and dwell under the shadow of his godly cedar. End of quote. I pray that we will go our own way and stop leading onto our own understanding. We'll stop going our own way, stop leading to our own understanding, so that God can help us to repent of our transgression. This is the only way that we are going to have the Lord restore his covenant relationship with us. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us, Lord, that you're the God that restores. Whatever is broken, you have the power to restore. Help us, Lord, to place our lives in your hands completely so you can restore us and make us fit for heaven, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, O Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.